From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Mount Monadnock is allegedly the most climbed mountain in the Western Hemisphere. Recently, I attended Monadnock Trail Week from July 12th to 16th at Mount Monadnock State Park in Jaffrey, Marlborough, and Dublin. The Forest Society and New Hampshire State Park staff invite volunteers to help restore degraded sections of the heavily used hiking trails during this annual five-day event.
Yeah, I brought six.
In 1915, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests conserved its first tract of 406 acres on Mount Monadnock, beginning a long-term effort to protect the natural beauty of this mountain and its surroundings. To date, the Forest Society has acquired a total of 4,500 acres at Mount Monadnock and 1,100 acres on nearby Gap Mountain in the towns of Jaffrey, Dublin, Marlborough, and Troy. Hiking trails in the Forest Society's Monadnock and Gap Mountain reservations are managed as part of the adjacent Mount Monadnock State Park. This year, trail improvements were planned for the White Dot and White Cross trails and refreshing blazes along the Pompelli and Red Spot trails. These are among the more heavily traveled trails on the mountain. Elsewhere, small groups of volunteers constructed footbridges on the Parker and Fairy Springs trails and removed downed trees and cleared drainage features to keep the water moving off the trail treadway, which is the actual trail surface. Monadnock Trail Week is a great opportunity to be outside and to learn new skills.
I've been doing trail work on Mount Monadnock for a couple of years now. I take a lot out of the mountain because I hike it very often, so it's good to put something back in for other people to enjoy.
I think our favorite story about doing trail work on Monadnock was meeting other hikers coming down from a trail and then hiking on the trail that we're working on. We just spent maybe 20 minutes talking about trail work, what we do. They're telling us about their experiences out west and the trail work that they did. So we met other trail workers while doing trail work.
I have never done any trail work. This is my very first day. Yep.
It was a difficult day. It was a lot because we were moving all the equipment, all the materials up, all the tools up. So the hike up was pretty difficult, and then the work was rather strenuous, but rewarding.
Alongside the trail that leads to the bridge is this beautiful glacial erratic that has been in the woods, unseen, for decades. Now it can be seen, it can be appreciated.
This is a task that we simply as a park staff cannot possibly complete on our own.
Volunteers are instrumental to helping to keep one of New Hampshire's most storied mountains in top condition. Volunteers suggest that this is one annual opportunity to give back to the mountain. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.